the children. Here they come. Whoa. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Kind of hard to talk to you when you're right next to me, but that's okay. We'll manage. I'm wondering if any of you have a birthday. Anybody have a
birthday? I had a birthday.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, does everybody have a birthday at least once a year? Yeah, everybody does. Well, you know, today we're going to talk about the birthday of something that we don't normally think about, and that's the birthday of our country. Do you know that over 200 years ago today, our country was established and had its birthday? This was the day that our country broke away from England and said, we want a government without a king, because sometimes the kings weren't very nice, and we want a church without a pope, because sometimes the popes weren't always very nice. And so we have the United States of America, and that's our country. Now, does anybody happen to know who the first president was? Any of you know? Okay.
George Washington.
Oh, wow, he knows it. Very good. George Washington was our very first president. And do you know that our country didn't have something way back then? Do you know what it was? What do you think it was that we didn't have and we needed one?
Freedom.
Okay, well, we got our freedom, though, by coming over here, right? That was why we came, so that was a good thing. Anything else you think of? What didn't we have? We didn't have a flag. Now, what's a flag good for? Okay.
A representation.
Oh, a representation. And what was our flag going to represent?
Our country.
Our country. Okay, and we have the flag. It was just brought in here. It's red, white, and blue, and it's so pretty. And don't you love to see a big, tall flag, which is huge, and the wind blows, and it just goes like this, and it's so pretty. I love to see the flag. But you know, we didn't have a flag when we first started. So the president said to his friend, Betsy Ross, he said, Betsy, we need a flag for our country. We don't have anything to represent our country. Do you think you could make us a flag? And you know what Betsy Ross said? This is how it went. Said Washington to Betsy Ross, a flag our nation needs to lead our loyal soldiers on to high and noble deeds. Now can you make one for us? To which she made reply, I am not certain that I can. At least I'll gladly try. So she took some red from the blood they shed, some white for purity, some stars so bright from the sky o'erhead, some blue for loyalty, then sewed them all together for loyal hearts and true, and hand in hand as one we stand o'er the red, white, and blue. So that's how we got our flag. But guess what? Even though we love our country, there's another country that we're hoping to go to someday. And it has a flag, too. Do you know what that country is?
Heaven.
Heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? I've heard it's a beautiful place and that we won't ever get sick. We won't have dogs to bite us. We won't cut our fingers, and it's going to be wonderful. There won't be any evil men running around. We won't have to lock our doors. And so I think that'd be a wonderful place to go to. Now, do you know the other flag that came in here? That was the flag of God. It's called the Christian flag. It's the one that's white with some blue on it. It's not the red one. It's the other one. And on that flag is a cross. And what does that cross represent?
Jesus.
That's right. And what did Jesus do for us?
Die.
He died for us. Why did he have to do that?
So he could save us.
So he could save us. And we did need to be saved, right? So we're very happy about that new country that we get to go to. So how many of you would like to go to that country with me? Everybody. And how many out here would like to go to that country? Look at all the hands. I think everybody wants to go. We're going to have a big bus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we bow our heads and ask God to help us to be ready when he comes.
Can I pray?
What?
Can I pray?
You want to pray?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful day, and we thank you for God for saving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Josie. Now, before you leave, I have a little flag for you that'll remind you of our country. And you have your very own flag. Here you go. All right. One for you.